In New York, when small business owners or aspiring entrepreneurs have secured commercial loans in the past, they've often entered into deals where the true cost of their borrowing was obfuscated, and they never got a real chance to shop for the lowest interest rates. This dynamic could be changing as a result of legislation that made its way through the Capitol last year and has been signed off on by Governor Andrew Cuomo, albeit with some tweaks. To explain the problem lawmakers are trying to address and why they think they've solved the problem, we're joined by Assemblyman Ken Zebrowski, a Rockland County Democrat who championed the measure in the legislature. Welcome to the show, Assemblyman, and congrats on the passage of the Small Business Truth in Lending Act.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me today to talk about this important issue.
So can you begin by describing the issue with loans that businesses have been receiving in New York, which you're trying to address with this new law?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, the Federal Truth in Lending Act doesn't apply to commercial products. So small business owners have been left in the dark for a long time. I think there's a misconception that businesses have, you know, teams of attorneys and accountants that are able to evaluate these products. And the fact of the matter is a lot of small business owners are getting, you know, home after closing whatever shop they have up, and it's about 11 o'clock at night, and they're online trying to figure out if they're going to expand or need some capital, how to get it. And the second thing is that with the explosion of technology in various fields, financing being one of them, different and new products often become available that look on their face to be advantageous, but have very different costs than traditional products.
Well, can you explain how these can be confusing or have hidden costs in them?
What the bill does is it quite simply tells these products that you have to disclose the cost of financing, the APR, estimated APR, prepayment penalties, and any other potential fees. And this applies to a host of different loans. So you may think of a traditional loan, you know, you get $10,000 and you have to pay $10,000 back over the course of a year, and it's, you know, a 10% interest rate. So you're going to have to pay back $1,000. Say, right? $11,000. Mm-hmm. Well, what new products would do is they would say, okay, we'll loan you $10,000 and you will pay us a portion of your sales, right? So let's give an example. You get $10,000, the total repayment amount is going to be $12,000, and we're going to take 10% of your daily sales. And so a small business owner says, okay, I'm going to have to pay $2,000 in quote unquote interest at some point. But the way that the loan is set up is that they're going to take an average monthly volume of your sales, and you end up paying that $2,000 back in 90 days. Well, that APR, the annual percentage rate, is actually 151% in the example I'm giving you.
Right.
Whereas if they got a traditional product, they may pay a, you know, 10 or 15% or 20% even APR. And they'd be much better off in that traditional product. Maybe they'd be better in this product. But at the end of the day, we want consumers to have this information in an easily digestible way so that they can make the right decision.
Are there types of lending institutions that have been offering these deals to businesses? I mean, are we talking about your neighborhood bank, or are these something else?
No, this isn't your neighborhood bank. These are non-bank financing entities, and they are all over the place, many of whom actually supported this bill and were part of a broad coalition of lenders that were looking for actually uniform disclosures. Because, you know, I don't want to label people as, you know, good actors and bad actors, but if you're trying to make the right disclosures to your customers, then you're at a competitive disadvantage if there are people out there that are confusing consumers. So big companies that you probably heard, like On Deck or Cabbage or Lending Club, they were actually part of the discussion and favored more disclosure in the industry. And there were certainly others that opposed the bill. But we work with a broad coalition of people, from those type of companies to even the CDFI coalition, advocates like the Upstate New York Black Chamber of Commerce. We spent months and months having roundtables and discussions about the bill.
That transparency you mentioned, is that what's going to make it possible for small businesses to actually I guess, comparison shop when they're looking for financing?
That's the idea, right? In the commercial financing field, or the financing field in general, in some ways we are preempted by the federal government, but in many ways, the way we can ensure that people aren't taken advantage of are in the field of disclosures. So if somebody can sit down and the lending products are required to give them a simple disclosure, they can say, hey, do I have any prepayment penalty? Hey, how much is this going to cost me? Oh, wait a minute. Why does this product look good, but the APR is 151%, while this product, the APR is 30%? What works better for me? We want people to be able to make that decision.
If lending institutions, you know, have to be transparent and therefore these businesses can theoretically comparison shop, is there an expectation that lending institutions might have to lower their costs in order to be competitive with each other?
Yeah, that certainly would be a positive for consumers. And also, you know, not try to push products that sound good, but at the end of the day, cost the consumer more. So I think if you give people the right tools and the right information, they can make the best decisions, and they're always going to make the best decision that either works for them in terms of efficiency or, in many cases, is the least costly.
During this legislative session, lawmakers are going to adopt what's called a chapter amendment, basically a tweak to the initial bill that they've agreed to in order to get Governor Andrew Cuomo to sign off on the original measure. What is it that he wanted in order to sign your original bill?
We had good conversations with the governor's office, and there's a few tweaks, some of which that I think actually make the bill even stronger, and I was happy to support. So a couple of those is that the threshold is going to increase, which is a great thing. So
what does that mean?
The original bill said loans under $500,000, and now that number is going to be $2.5 million, so it's going to require disclosures for a lot more loans, which I think is a great thing. There's a whole bunch of really complicated loans that are in industry, so it makes a slight tweak where floor plan financing, this is between car dealers and manufacturers and the companies out there, and they apparently, there's a complicated way in which they'll give, you know, 60 Toyotas to your local Toyota dealership and how they work out their financing. So this didn't fit neatly with how that industry operates, so there's a exemption for that. And it also allows DFS to collect restitution for violations should somebody have been taken advantage of. And lastly, it just extends the effective date from 6 months to 1 year, so DFS has the ability and the time necessary to promulgate the rules.
And finally, do you have any concerns that this level of transparency, these additional sort of disclosure requirements for these lenders, is going to potentially limit the amount of capital that's available to small businesses? Maybe there's certain lending institutions that say, I don't want to deal with this, and then they basically pull their money from New York and then therefore maybe slow down the rate of economic development growth in New York?
No, I definitely don't. First of all, based on the broad coalition of businesses and groups that were supporters of this bill, like I said, the Lending Club, Beyond Deck, the Cabbages, these are big lenders that show that there's nothing in this bill that would suddenly prevent or dry up financing in New York. New York also has a lot of businesses, and these companies want to compete in New York for that business, and they would never sort of close off the market unless they are offering products that are that take advantage of consumers to such a degree that they can't comply, then I would say we're probably better off with that.
Well, we've been speaking with Assemblyman Ken Zebrowski, a Rockland County Democrat, who is the co-author of the recently adopted Small Business Truth in Lending Act. Assemblyman, thank you so much for joining us, and congrats on the legislation.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you talking to me today.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.